It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Hey, welcome to Friday, the mysterious 9 o'clock hour as well. We've got some headlines to finish up throughout the morning. But first of all, we're going to get to our Friday football picks, which always happen right about now, including Jen's picks. So we got a lot to go through. Complicated games. Let's hurry through this thing. Diener, kick it off.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Hold on to your mortgage payment. It's our Friday football picks on the South Florida Morning Show.
Right.
These are tough, by the way.
And that was intentional. I'm sorry I had to do that to everybody, including myself. I mean, when I picked these games, I was having trouble picking the winners.
There's a couple of these I have deep regret already. That's not a good sign.
Steven, you have trouble every week.
That's also true. Since I'm in last place as we head into week 12, Karen still remains in first with a record of 33-22. But the lead has narrowed for one Karen Curtis, news director. Because Jen is one game behind at 32-23. And Bill is one game behind Jen.
It's tightening up, but
it is.
We're running out of time, too.
That's true. So here we go. Oh, by the way, I'm 29-26, which is a moral victory for me, by the way.
Yeah, you're over 500.
That's right. And I was not doing so well before. So first game on the docket. We've covered this team a lot this year, but I thought this was a very intriguing game. The Horny Toads are back. TCU heavy, a dream season, number four in the country. If they win, they're in the playoff for the next couple of weeks. But they're on the road, and they're only a 2.5-point favorite at a 6-4 Baylor team. So, kind of tricky. Jen has given us her pick, and she's very happy, by the way, that there is no Alabama and no Miami Dolphins. But nobody tell her Miami Dolphins are on a bye. That's why they're not on the list this week.
Well, technically, she's right. There's no pick.
That's right. But she says, I love the Horny Toads. Love the name. Love the team. So TCU over Baylor. So that is Jen's pick. She's going with TCU. Bill, what are you thinking?
Same thing. I want to see TCU in the college playoff. I want to see them in the top four.
I do too.
They're at four right now, so maybe they are. So TCU, and I also think they're going to win. They're going to beat Baylor, even though it's in Waco is where Baylor is, right?
It is.
I think it's Waco.
Waco, yeah. That's right.
So I'm going with TCU.
Okay.
Go Toads.
Karen?
Yeah, history not on the side of Baylor on this one. TCU.
Oh, wow. Okay, almost a clean sweep because...
No!
I am going the other way. I thought maybe I might be the only one to pick this upset, so I'm trying to catch up to you guys. I'm going with Baylor. And also, too, there's something about this. My upset senses are tingling. Baylor won the Big 12 last year. They've had a disappointing season. I feel like they're just going to want to play spoiler in this one. I'm taking Baylor in the upset, which stinks because I want to see TCU win. But I'm going with Baylor. See what happens.
Your upset tingly senses have been broken all year long.
Except last week he was 4-1.
That's right. It was was I 4-1 last week?
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Next up on the docket, which again, this
oh crap, I didn't pick one.
Oh Karen,
oh my gosh.
Hurry up, you have like 30 seconds. This goes to what we're saying about picking tough games. FAU, our own FAU, Florida Atlantic Owls, looking to be bowl eligible. They're 5-5 on the road. At Middle Tennessee State, who's also 5-5, so the winner becomes bowl eligible. Because if you don't know, you need 6 wins in a season to be eligible to play
that.
In a bowl game.
Okay.
So it's a big game for both of these teams.
So the Buccaneers.
It's the mediocrity bowl.
It is. That's right.
The Buccaneers wouldn't be able to go to a bowl.
Not yet.
No. That's right. And not the Miami Hurricanes either. They're 5-5.
Oh,
they need
gosh.
Another win. So Jen, in her analysis, says I have to go with the home team, the hometown team. I'll take FAU over Middle Tennessee. So not a lot of hardcore analysis there from Jen. on the Owls versus the Blue Raiders. What do you got, Bill?
Is it the Blue Raiders?
I'm pretty sure it is.
I was going to ask you what the nickname of Middle Tennessee State is.
Almost positive it's the Blue Raiders.
I hate to go against our own FAU Owls.
Whoo!
Really? But I know nothing about Middle Tennessee State.
You're going to be a foul owl, Bill?
I'm a foul owl.
Oh, no!
I'm going with Middle Tennessee State for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Fair enough. That's as good a reason as any. To have no reason is a good reason.
Remember I said my picks are with deep regrets already? This is one of them.
All right.
Well, I just circled FAU.
FAU is 6-point favorite on the road.
2 seconds ago, yeah.
Okay, so Karen just got her pick in.
I did.
The ink is still
under
wet.
The wire, yeah.
So Karen's going FAU. Jen's going FAU. I'm with Bill. Middle Tennessee, we are officially split on this game. Oh, boy, this is going to be interesting after this weekend.
How do we see this game, by the way? Because now I have to watch.
I think Starlink satellites have it.
This is like deep in the... You got to go deep into the internet.
Oh, no. I think it should be on CBS Sports Network, Channel 221 for those DirecTV and AT&T stream users. I don't know where it's on Xfinity.
I think it's on the talk box.
Sports Network. Well, yeah, you can listen on Fox Sports 640.
That's right.
Oh, we did. Hello.
That's right. 3:30 kickoff right there.
Okay.
So I'm going Middle Tennessee, though. Sorry, I'm a foul owl as well. Sorry to my FAU buddies who listen. No offense. It's just I saw what Middle Tennessee did to the Miami Hurricanes. They just threw all over them earlier this season.
Did they really?
They did.
I didn't even know that. So you have some knowledge about them.
I've seen them play once.
I'm feeling way better about this
there
pick now of the Mud Hens.
That's
now,
right.
Who are they?
The Mud Hens?
What are they again?
The Blue Raiders, I
Blue
think.
Blue Raiders.
They might be the Mud Hens. I'm not even sure.
So you have some empirical knowledge there.
A little bit. I know they can score points. So
okay.
Middle Tennessee.
That's good enough
against
for me.
Miami, hello.
Yeah, well, they haven't been that good this year. But on to the NFL as the first game here. I went with complete. I want to make it known here that my goal was to pick as many mediocre games as possible for the NFL.
You found them.
I did.
Thank you.
3-6, the Rams, defending Super Bowl champions, at the Saints, who are 3-7. An awful game, but we're going to pick it.
it's a stinker.
That's right. And Jen even said the NFL is really tough this week. So I'm going with pure gut, colors and names. I'm not a big LA fan, and I could use all of heaven's help these days, so I'm going with the Saints to win.
Oh, she picked them again after they disappointed her.
That's actually, you're right, Karen. This is the second time the Saints have been on the list. What do you think, Bill?
Even though it's in Nollins, Stafford's back, isn't he?
He is. He's going to clear concussion protocol. He's going to play.
Cooper Kupp's gone.
Cooper Kupp is gone.
I think
they got too much talent still, believe it or not, on defense to cover this game. I'm picking the Rams on the road to go to 4-6 as a Super Bowl defending champ.
Crazy,
isn't that
man.
What the Bucks are?
5-5.
Oh, they're 5.
Toughest thing to do is defend a championship.
Yeah, it's true. You know, NFL stands for not for long.
That's right.
What do you think? What happened to Cooper Kupp?
He's out at least 4 weeks. He's got some type of ankle or knee issue. I forget which one it was.
His Cooper's been cupped.
Star wide receiver for the Rams.
I went with the Saints.
Okay. Actually, I'm going with the Saints, too. So, Bill, this is a separator game for you. Hey,
who's
now.
Who's the quarterback for the Saints?
I think Jameis is back.
No.
It's Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton. Oh, the
red rifle. Your guys' fortunes are going with the red rifle. Good luck.
Oh, shoot. I forgot he's the quarterback.
That would have been you would have picked against him, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's too late now.
Oh, well. It's already circled.
Darn it.
So we all have the Saints
there. Shoot
your
eye out, kid.
This is the fun of picking mediocre games. We have another one. The 3-7 Bears, who, by the way, might have the hottest quarterback in the league, and that includes Tua, Patrick Mahomes.
They just keep running him.
He is unstoppable right now, and that's Justin Fields. Jen's guy from Ohio State, but they're 3-7.
Yeah,
they can't win games.
Why do they suck so bad? And they have a good quarterback.
They can't. They don't have a defense. But they're on the road, and they're playing against the 4-6 Falcons. Who wins this mediocre bowl? Jen is going with. She had no idea. Shot in the dark. She says she's going with the Falcons. Just complete shot in the dark for her.
Marcus Mariota.
That's right. Former Tennessee Titan who won last night. The Titans beat the Packers last night.
In the Mercedes-Benz Dome.
That's yes.
But you're right. There's just something freaky about the Bears. I look at that offense and I think they just don't care. So they're just running this kid.
It's pretty much it.
To death.
Yeah.
They're just going to run. He's going to run for like 200 yards.
He's breaking all types of records. It's insane.
So he doesn't throw the ball.
He does throw. No, he does. Yeah. But I mean, they're just.
There's no one to catch it.
It's like a college offense now.
Oh, it really is, yeah.
But it's working.
Okay.
I'm going with the Bears again.
I don't blame you.
The Bears. I'm going with the Falcons.
The Falcons. Guess what? We're split once again right down the middle because I'm going with the Bears. Same reasons that Bill just said. Justin Fields, I think. He's just unstoppable right now with the way he's playing quarterback.
And those have been weather games. Now this is in a dome for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is going to look like how Michael Vick used to run for the Falcons in that dome. Justin Fields is going to do that. I just don't think the Falcons take the over. I just think the Bears end up outscoring the Falcons here.
I still don't think he's learned their playbook. I swear to God.
He may not have the whole thing.
I think his default thing is just run.
Because, I mean, he can throw. He's got a great arm, and he's showing some real signs of that, but they just opened up the offense and said, look, if you read it, just run. And that's what he's been doing, and no one can catch him. He's running for 70-yard touchdowns.
Morris.
On to the wild card games, and these are true wild cards. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma.
What?
Number 8. USC at number 12, UCLA. This should have been a main card pick, but I put it down to the wild card to spice things up.
I hate those Western games.
I know. That was the other reason, too. We don't like the Western games. The Jets, who are 6-3 at the Patriots, 5-4. The AFC East is the best division in football, so this is a huge matchup on Sunday. And then the last wild card pick, the Cowboys, who are 6-3. Dak Prescott trying to get it together for the boys there. They're at the Vikings, who, by the way, 8-1, coming off a huge win against Buffalo, and they're a home underdog.
Yeah,
what is that
be.
About?
Wow. Against the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a tip of the hand from Bill there, mm-hmm. but Jen says she's going with the Vikings. Speaking of that, to beat Dallas. Not too sure about anything this week, she adds. Thanks for the added stress.
Yeah, she's just going by records.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The so Vikings, Jen's going with the Vikings.
There are people who are calling that the best football game of all levels in a decade last week
it
when they beat the,
incredible.
The Bills. But I think emotional letdown may play a factor here.
All right, okay.
Even though they got Kirk Thuggins at home.
True.
Versus the Cowboys. The defense is very suspect, but the Vikings have been a team of destiny, though. They win freaky games.
It does feel that way so far.
But I think the Cowboys rebound and they beat them.
Oh, wow. That's a bit, and a lot of storylines here with this game.
Cowboys win on the road.
Okay. Karen, what do you think? You're your wild card pick.
I don't think so. Vikings.
Wait, so are we all picking the same wild card game?
Yeah.
Oh, this has never happened before.
I was going to try. That is interesting. I was going to go with Patriots, but I didn't want to.
Jinx
that was
anything?
Just too, well, it's just too stressful. These are so close.
I know.
You know.
But I'm taking this Vikings game as well, and I'm taking the Vikings. This is the first time ever we've all taken the same wild card game.
Yeah, that's never happened.
So, but Bill, this is actually turns into a separator for you.
Yeah,
you have the Cowboys
up or down.
Wow, there's a lot of movement after this week.
All right.
So those are the picks. That's week 12. By the way, just a little side note here to our friends at Compass Media Networks. I told them I was going to apologize. I did not mean to disparage yesterday. If anybody in New York is listening, when I said that they were moving the Bills game out of Buffalo and we were going to play the Ravens game on 640.
I believe if we recall, you called them wimps.
No, I did not. I got called out by our friends at Compass Media for mentioning
this.
You did? I'm sorry. I did not mean any offense.
I believe you said they were too cheap to rent a van for the broadcast crew. Was that wrong?
No.
And a space heater.
So,
space heater.
We love you, our friends at Compass Media. Thank you for supplying the games for Fox Sports 640.
What are you getting, a free hat?
Maybe.
Is that what happened to the Panthers?
Yes, we got the Panthers and Ravens. 1 o'clock, Fox Sports 640. Don't miss it.
On where?
Fox Sports 640.
From who?
From Compass Media.
Okay.
There you go. The good folks over there, Compass.
Here, take our sheets. You can see the stress marks on mine.
Oh, my gosh. You're not kidding. So week 12 is in the books. The picks are going on the blog. You can
Beautiful.
Follow along throughout the weekend and throughout Thanksgiving because it's going to be an interesting one. That's for sure.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving is right. We've got some headlines coming up next, but we also have some our first big winter storm affecting, actually, believe it or not, all of the East Coast coming up. And the holidays are here, and we're all going to get fat. So says science.
I believe it. It's follow the science on this one.
Absolutely.
I agree with science.
Absolutely. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here.
You know, most people sort of assume it's because you can't play a football game in a blinding, horrendous snowstorm. It's actually not that. It's actually because the NFL does not want to divert local resources, important resources, away from helping people actually live and function and transport themselves and all that. They don't want to take that.
That's NFL Network's Ian Rappaport about the league moving the Bills game to Detroit.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, that makes sense. And let's face it, we just really want to talk about football. So we figured that's our angle with the big, massive snowstorm hitting the Northeast. Because it will actually affect your air travel. That's the most important thing.
Oh, 100%. Especially week before Thanksgiving. If you were trying to get out early, maybe go see some family up in that area of the country and, you know, go up, spend the week if it's a long trip, and now you're going to have to wait a little bit if that's the case.
It'll affect air travel for sure. It is serious, though. They had the initial forecast when it's all said and done at 18 inches. They're saying 20 now. That's a big deal. It's no joke.
Man, they were showing one of the correspondents on the Today Show is doing, you know, obviously live reporting out there from Buffalo, and he just dropped to the ground and started doing snow angels.
Yes.
Doing his live report.
Outstanding.
Not bad.
That's what I want in my TV reporters.
That's
snow
right.
angels, baby.
Just get down there. I got to check out the Weather Channel, actually, see if Jim Cantore's out there.
Oh, they're hysterical.
Oh, I'm sure, right?
I checked it this morning before we went on the air, and I said, let me just see what they're saying. Historic snow levels.
There it is. What a weird time, though, for them. They went from covering a hurricane on the east coast of Florida last week. Last week was Hurricane Nicole. And now he's up in Buffalo in a major snowstorm.
Now, I don't know if Jim Cantore is going to have an opportunity in this one. Remember a couple of years ago? Thundersnow.
Thundersnow. He's hunting it down again.
Oh, my God. Was he excited about that?
Nothing excites him more.
Thundersnow.
It's a crazy storm, though. I mean, this is, you're talking, you really could have at least 2 feet of snow on the ground.
Yeah. No, it's a big one.
Oh, my gosh.
No doubt about that. The game we were talking about, by the way, which was not on our Friday football picks.
No.
Diener took that out. Too much uncertainty. He's like Caesars. He's like,
can't do it.
No, we're taking that off the board. But that's the Bills and the Browns in Detroit. They moved it there. And then the Bills are just going to stay there because they have the Thanksgiving game.
That's it. Yeah, they're just going to stick around.
That's a lot of time in Detroit.
Yeah, well.
Will they have more Browns fans or Bills fans in Detroit to see this game?
Oh, 80-20 Bills.
Or disgruntled Lions fans. What a mix that's going to be. It's like a Europe game.
80% Bills, 10% Browns, 10% disgruntled Lions fans.
Who just walk in like, man, what's going on?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I've never seen this place.
Yeah. Let's go check out the game, guys.
Hey, all right, what's going on?
It actually is pretty cool. You might actually get some Lions fans there, though. They don't have any football this week because the Lions are... they're away. So
it's available.
It's available.
I'd go. Watch.
You can stay home and watch the Lions game, or maybe you just want to go and see the game at your place there.
How does that work? I've never actually been to a rescheduled game. Do you think they're charging full price for game day? They shouldn't. Come on.
I bet you they do.
Oh, they do, but they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's what's happening there. They're playing in Detroit.
All right. In other fluff news.
Yes.
We're getting close. We are in the holidays. It just feels like the holidays now.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So close. Thanksgiving's 6 days away, for God's sakes. This is the last weekend before Thanksgiving.
You're right.
So expect to gain 5.5 pounds by January 1st. And we're cool with it, says science. Social science, they've checked in, national survey. Most people, 42%, well, almost most people are going to admit that the holidays is an excuse to eat whatever the heck we want. We've talked about Thanksgiving food stories all week long, and it's true.
100% true. And this is coming from me. And you know me. I try to be pretty health conscious, and try to stay in pretty good shape. This time of year, all bets are off.
This was interesting, though. Most people start because it's a lead up to it, right? It's not only Thanksgiving prep. It's just, you're surrounded by talk of food.
Yep.
So that's why most people in this survey said, when you go off the diet, starts about now.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, it's like the pre-Thanksgiving falling off the wagon. And then 60% of their survey said they stopped worrying about calories, food, fat, all of it. By mid-November, it's gone. Forget about it.
You just have to, there's some point where you just have to enjoy this time of year and not stress out about, how am I eating? That's what New Year's resolutions are for.
Absolutely.
That's it.
And then you're surrounded by other people who will also fail.
That's
three
correct.
Weeks in.
That's yep.
Surrounded by failure at the gym.
The failure brings us together.
That's right.
That's fine.
How do you fail the most in falling off a diet this time of the year? More than one dessert, number one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Same meal more than once a day. You know what this is?
Oh, come on.
This is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday turkey sandwiches
exactly
after Thanksgiving.
That's what that is.
Well, we gotta finish them off.
Yeah, you can't let it go to waste. Put some mayonnaise on that Hawaiian roll, slap some turkey on it. Oh boy.
Frighteningly enough, eating more than three meals a day, not of the same, just more than three, like four square meals a day during the holidays. That's like 35% of people said that.
Oh wow.
And admitted it.
Okay.
Bigger late night snacks because there's more stuff around.
That's true.
People buy you chocolate, for God's sakes.
I can't tell you how many times I've had that plate of lasagna at 11 p.m. the night after Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's the...
Oh, forget it.
It's the best.
Yes.
And lasagna is a better next day food. I'm sorry, it just is.
I agree.
But this is also happening, believe it or not, because the retailers want to make their money. Black Friday deals are happening right now already, like early. And also, how about this? We've got Toys R Us... coming back into the limelight this year. It is back in a big way.
Woohoo!
Can you believe that? We're going to find out from only one guy to talk about this. John Matarese, a Consumer Reports expert.
Yeah!
He's coming in next to tell us about it right here, the South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. Well, I tell you what, as we're all spending what? You're taking out like a bank loan to buy a turkey these days? It's unbelievable. But there's good news. There's ways to save. And this really means that the retailers are trying to make some holiday money. But how do we benefit? Including
Walmart deals for days beginning already. Only one guy to talk about this, our Consumer Reports expert from the Don't Waste Your Money segment on News Channel 5, John Matarese. John, is it on right now, and is it really worth saving that much? What's going on?
Bill, it is on right now. You know, it used to be that we got ready for Black Friday. We used to collect the ads. We'd say, I want to buy this. I want to buy this. I'm going to get a TV, an Xbox, some clothing for mom, and I'm going to do it all Thanksgiving night and Friday. And just take that idea and throw it out the window, because those days are over. First of all, the stores are closed on Thanksgiving, and I think that's great. Secondly, they started their sales early November, like 2 weeks ago. Best Buy started their Black Friday deals. Walmart started last week deals for days, where it's 3 weeks of rotating Black Friday sales. So they had an initial sale last week. They have another one this week, and then a bigger one, right on Thanksgiving night and Friday. And so there are all these sales. And the key is, you know what you want to get. You have some ideas. You want to get online now, and you want to shop. You don't want to wait. The days of waiting for, oh my goodness, Thanksgiving night at 8 o'clock. Forget about that. Because there are going to be some deals then, because they're all holding back on a few things. So you will find some amazing deals on something Thursday night at 8 o'clock and Friday morning, Black Friday itself at, 6 a.m. But for the most part, you can find the great deals now. And with these Walmart deals for days, I mean, they've got Chromebooks for $80.
Oh, wow.
Big TVs for under $200. Best Buy has some amazing deals. I mean, I'm finding Samsung 75-inch TVs, $575. Oh, that's just $1,000.
Yeah, they sure did.
$575.
That's really good. Yeah, and it sounds like they changed the whole system on this, though, John. Because remember, it wasn't that long ago. They used to hold off those bigger electronic deals to the very last moment. That's gone now.
Yeah, they used to hold it that you had to go to the store Thanksgiving night or Friday to get that big TV. Well, for starters, everybody has a big TV. We bought them during the pandemic, so the demand isn't quite there. So they are marking them down now. So you want to go to Target's website, Best Buy, Walmart, Macy's, and Kohl's. Go to those websites and just look up the Black Friday section. You will find deals now. You'll find deals, even more deals, starting next Monday. I mean, there's no need to wait for Thanksgiving night anymore.
Well, at least that's one way to save, for sure. Of course, I know myself. I wind up spending more than I planned to because I'm telling myself, hey, it's a deal. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Toys R Us is back, too. And I saw this. We originally talked about this. You broke the news to us long time ago that they were coming back. And then I just saw a recent segment on Don't Waste Your Money that you did. But is it like the real Toys R Us that we're used to?
Well, Bill, kind of, sort of. What happened was, the brand went bankrupt 4 years ago. They closed all those Toys R Us warehouse stores in South Florida and everywhere else. And that was it. Well, Macy's bought the name and the logo, and best of all, Jeffrey, Mr. Hat. So what they've done is, over the past couple of weeks, they've set up new Toys R Us departments within Macy's stores, and 400 Macy's stores all around the country. So you go to a Macy's near you, chances are you're going to find it. And you walk in, and there's a whole, basically, corner of Macy's all set up as Toys R Us. They've got the Jeffrey statue that the kids can hug and drool on and all. I'll trade their germs. That's always great for your parents. They've got a section with Legos, with Barbies. It's got all the Marvel characters, Star Wars. I mean, you name the brand name that kids think of, and they've got characters, they've got board games, they've got plushies. There's a lot of things there, and it's really neat to see, because for the parents, it's a trip back down nostalgia lane.
That's what
it is. Seeing the brands. You're seeing the Toys R Us sign. It's really neat. Now, the thing people are asking me, Bill, is, well, but is it the same Toys R Us we remember? No, it's not. It's about a tenth the size. It's a corner of Macy's. It's not a whole warehouse store. And secondly, you're not going to get deep discounts because, it's part of Macy's. And it's there to sell nostalgia, and it's there for parents to grab something while they're in the store. So, if you want deep discounts on toys, you want to go to Walmart, you want to go online, but, you just want to get a toy. What a great place to stop. And if you're shopping with kids in tow, I know a lot of moms, they've got the 7-year-old with them.
Right.
Wow. Stop by Macy's. The kids aren't going to hate you anymore because you've got Toys R Us inside Macy's where the kids can now shop and grab a figure.
There's only one question about the new Toys R Us that remains. Can I use my Jeffrey dollars I've stashed in my bureau for 10 years?
Great question. The original company went out of business. Some people ask me about gift cards. The original Toys R Us is out of business. So unless that Macy's is feeling very generous, it's not right. The same company.
You roll into Macy's with some Jeffrey dollars, and they're going to just laugh you out of the store.
Yeah, 10 years ago. Like, what are these?
That's right. All right. Good ways to save their job, because these are expensive times. You know that with inflation and everything else. But where do we find more of your stuff? Don't waste your money segment, WPTV, News Channel 5, our partner. Also, you're all over social media, but where?
Yeah, John Matarese Money on Instagram and on Facebook, and John Matarese on Twitter. I stole my blue check mark for a daily consumer loan.
Nice. We'll talk to you in a week, pal. Thanks so much. And coming up next, is Twitter closed? Is it gone? Is it going away? No, hardly, but big changes there. And it's been tough to try to get these Taylor Swift tickets. Wait till you hear a dad, an actual adult, scream like a little girl when he got through to Ticketmaster. It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. Keep it here. You know, you can also get all our podcasts at 850WFTL.com. A lot of stuff on there. Keep in touch with that through that. And on the app, by the way, this is the time of the year. A lot of people are traveling. We know that. Heading out of town somewhere. You got people coming into town. Stay close to the 850 app. You can reach us there or through the text line, whatever it is. But everything you find online at 850WFTL.com, basically you can get on the app as well as listening live.
See, we just try to make it as easy as possible for you.
That's all.
It's very convenient.
Another way to look at it is we're stalking you, but
well,
you want to go there.
You know, whatever works.
I'm just saying.
You can actually get in touch with us sometimes through email. People find us somehow through email.
Yeah. And how is that?
I'm honestly
I don't know
not
how to find us through
either.
Email.
I don't know how that works. I'm glad they do, but we had one of our listeners, Glenn, reach out.
Okay.
We had asked the question earlier. We were just kind of, you know, thinking out loud. We were talking about Jim Jordan. We're calling him the closer because he's coming in there and kind of hammering down the nail on these investigations.
That's what he does.
The Republican Congress announced on the Bidens yesterday. And I had mentioned, just kind of wondering, does he have a law degree? Like, you know, like Ted Cruz, a constitutional lawyer.
It's a good question. You never hear about it.
I know. I wasn't sure. We know he's a wrestler.
Oh, yeah.
Very good wrestler.
You hear about that.
Champion.
Oh, yeah.
And so Glenn, one of our super listeners here, said, Jim was a two-time NCAA wrestling champ in the 134-pound division, by the way.
Scrappy.
That's right. He was attending UW-Madison. I didn't know that Glenn knew everything about Jim Jordan's wrestling career, but I'm glad he does.
That was from Ohio State.
Well, aha.
Oh, here we go.
He has a law degree from the Ohio State.
There it is.
So that's where the Ohio State comes in for him.
There it is.
Right. So he does have the law degree and from Jen's Ohio State. So is that why Jen's such a big Jim Jordan fan?
No,
is that the whole thing?
I think she likes that he rolls up his sleeves and has sweat stains. The guy's always sweating.
Fair enough.
He's a sweater.
Jen's doing well, by the way.
Yep.
You and I both spoke to her this week, and she's coming along. She sounds like herself again, which was nice to hear. And
recovery's going well.
They were taking out some of the staples and things like that, and they told her she can start driving soon. So it's all going well for her.
Well, that's a big that's a big step up, being able to drive again.
How about that?
Wow.
So before you know it, she'll be back with us.
That's all good. You know, when we do our Friday football picks, Jen chimes in too. She texts in hers with analysis, and you can follow those as well. And the morning show blog, also at 850WFTL.com, and the app. So that's on there. But so is this, a viral video. It's gone viral, as the kids say.
Yes.
So is this big, huge story that actually, funny enough, may ironically wind up breaking up Ticketmaster, or at least leading to some sort of a House panel investigation, because people are livid at them over the Taylor Swift ticket. It's not a scandal. I guess it's just like a controversy.
Yeah.
Ticketmaster is saying they actually don't have access to enough tickets for this stadium tour coming up to be able to satisfy all of the requests for it. And we know that the system has crashed. It was almost impossible to get these tickets, even though it's a stadium tour coming up. Stadiums. So you're talking like 70,000 seats plus. So it's been a tough ticket regardless.
Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of tickets when you add it all together.
Taylor Swift broke Ticketmaster, we think. But if you get through, you can imagine how excited you are. I mean, you're a young girl. My kids are total Swifties. They love her. They've met her. They love her. They're
That's awesome.
Very passionate about this.
Very cool.
So any kid that gets Taylor Swift tickets, you got to figure is going to be excited, right?
Sure.
How about if you're a grown adult human being dad?
Oh.
Screaming like a little girl when you qualified for Taylor Swift presale. Because that's what this guy's done. This is another thing you could check out on the blog. Listen to this screeching. You won't be able to get this sound out of your head. Again, this guy's an adult.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
At first I thought he was mocking the kid. I don't think so.
So is that, he's excited for his daughter, right? Like because he's buying them for his daughter?
I'm not even convinced the kids are going.
Oh jeez.
I think this is him and probably one of his buddies.
Oh my gosh.
The kid's filming, by the way.
Yes.
That's how this becomes viral because it goes on TikTok. I think we should take his man card away.
You might be right.
Oh, that's another way to look at this. He's a great dad for going through that. I'm sure he was waiting online for hours and got up early to try to hit the presale.
Oh, for sure.
So you got to congratulate him as a dad for going through that for his kid.
Listen, it's a nice win. I'm just not... See, when I first heard the story that there was an excited dad getting these tickets,
right.
I was like, oh, you know, it's really nice. I'm sure he really went for it, you know, to try to get it for his daughter to make her happy. I'm not sure that's the case anymore. I think this was a selfish reason for him. He's very excited.
The next video we hear from this family is going to be, my dad got these tickets and didn't even take us.
Wouldn't let us go.
You ever been excited for anything like this guy? Because I'm a no on that.
Maybe very few times in like a sudden win in a football game. Not in that high pitch of a tone, though.
There's no video of it, but because it was a sudden moment. But... In Super Bowl 59, when Adam Butler picked it off.
Oh, that was...
I screamed...
49, right? Was that 49?
49, sorry. Against Seattle.
Yes.
Because it was a surprise thing, so it wasn't like ready. It's like when you a big Super Bowl win, you got camera ready or all this stuff, or a big draft moment or something. He picked it off. I jumped off the couch. My foot hit the coffee table. I leapt up over there, and we have like this wall, half wall divider between like the family room where the living room is and stuff. I jumped on that, all while screaming, he picked it up! I hit it with my left leg on the half wall.
Oh!
And I leapt over the dining room table.
Oh, my!
No, and I did, and I landed. It was a complete land. If you see, I'll send you a picture someday of the clearance that I cleared.
Oh, geez.
It would have been an Olympic event.
It was just complete, just total adrenaline, excitement flowing through your body as you flew through the air of your home.
It was an athletic accomplishment, the likes of which you've never seen from any other 49-year-old man. It was incredible.
Like Spider-Man.
It was incredible. And I'm sure there was a high-pitched squeal like that.
Maybe. Maybe not that high, though.
And then I went to the light.
Yes.
I fell down. I was like...
You just went into a whole like catatonic state.
And I'm like, did they really happen?
And then they won.
Yeah, that was about it.
Boy. What is that like, by the way, to have a Super Bowl winning moment as a fan? Is that cool? Is that fun? It sounds fun.
Honest to God, I'm not lying to you. It never gets old.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's not a moment of it that has ever gotten old where like, you know, well, cool, they won again, I'm happy. No possible way.
That's awesome.
No possible way. And that 49 one, they hadn't won in 10 years, don't forget.
That's true.
And this was after all the cheating allegations and the Deflategate and all this crap.
And the Seahawks had that Legion of Boom defense. They were supposed to be like the best team in the league.
That was true. Objectively speaking, I still think that was the best Super Bowl of all time.
That was really good.
Because right before that, there was the most amazing drive from Seattle.
That's right.
Where I was thinking... Here we go again.
It was like a miracle catch on the sideline.
Before that had picked off, when they were about to score, and I said, I'm not even mad. I'm going to give it to him because it was an incredible game I just saw. I'm just glad they were in it again. And then he picked it off, and then it became a complete, you know what.
Well, that was the famous moment where everyone was saying, why didn't they hand it off to the running back, Marshawn Lynch, who
was
just a beast of a man at that point and can run over anybody. They were on the two-yard line.
But what nobody realizes is they most of the time through that season, they passed it in that situation, which is why they put in Malcolm Butler for the third defensive back.
That was former Dolphins coach Brian Flores.
This sent him in, right? Way too much football talk. How did we get on this?
Taylor Swift guy was screaming.
That's what it was.
We went down a football rabbit hole.
Before we leave, I think we found the reason why they're saying, and you see this a lot online today, Twitter's closed. RIP Twitter. Well, it's been a good run.
It's alive and well, don't worry.
People with big accounts are going, you can find me here. You can find me on my Patreon account. I think it was security based, I think is what it was. Because there's a scrolling, or at least maybe they shut it down, I don't know. There's a scrolling message projected by a projection activist, they say on the side of Twitter.
Projection activist.
I guess that's a thing. And it's a scrolling billboard with electronic, you know, messages on there saying things like about email, about Elon, about it, that he is a megalomaniac.
Okay.
Mediocre man-child.
Mediocre man-child. Nice alliteration.
Petulant pimple.
Wow, they're really big on the alliteration, aren't they?
Here's the best one we saw from the projection activist, Space Karen.
By far one of the best nicknames I've ever heard.
So
that's
okay.
Really good.
If you've just fired a bunch of lefty lunatic communists, right?
Yes.
Who are brain damaged, they are.
Oh, yeah, they're insane.
And they're starting to do stuff like this. I think I'd shut down the office for a couple of days, too.
And that's what they did.
That's
everyone's
all it
like,
is.
Oh, he's giving up. They're closing down. No, he was shutting it down because he didn't want these freaks to sabotage everything.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
Change the fob keys.
That's all.
Change the security to the building. You know.
It's going to be open again on Monday.
Shut down the coffee bar.
That's right.
And move it to Texas.
There is the next step.
I think it's coming. I think he's going to get out of San Francisco.
Greg Abbott would open him with open arms.
What other business does he have out there? But he's got business in Texas or
that's
Florida.
True. Very true. Make it easy for him.
Just saying.
Florida. Come on, Elon. Let's go.
All right. Everybody have a great weekend. We're going to be taking a couple of days off next week, so we will talk to you after the holiday. Enjoy Thanksgiving. Be
yes.
safe. Have fun. Have a great time. And if you get a flight in and out of the Northeast, check your airline, too. But all that said, thanks for hanging out with us.